Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, West Memphis will get this ball to start the second half as they'll actually be switching sides, moving right to left for these last two quarters. I think the official is trying to get to West Memphis back on the floor. Mount Holmes already out there, and they finally do come out there. Nia Burnett will treat them inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Janaya Tucker. We're back underway. Tucker dribbling between the circles. It's like Mount Holmes in a man-to-man right now. Ball goes over on the left side to Buckingham. Down on the low block to Hudson. And she has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Mountain Home. Back quickly, Addison Yates going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 14 points. It's down to a one-possession game. 26-23, West Memphis up as we are 25 seconds into the second half. Tucker throws over on the right side to Burnett, and now foul's going to be called. Looks like on the pass attempt down in the lane, I think they're going to call a push-off on Mountain Home. Addison Yates picks up her third personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Inbound pass will be knocked away, but West Memphis does come up with it. Here's Tucker with it up top now. Tucker throws over on the right side to Burnett. Now up top to Buckingham. Over to Tucker on the left. Tucker's going to drill down to Lane, going in for the running jumper. Good. Janaya Tucker in double figures with 11 points. 28-23, West Memphis up. 7:22 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the right side. Now she's going down to the low block. Going in for the layup off the glass. No good. May have been partially blocked. West Memphis comes up with a rebound. They have a chance to go up three possessions as we are about a minute into this second half. Tucker throws over on the right side to Buckingham. Buckingham takes the screen. Drew going to drill down to lane. Has the ball knocked away, but Sega will get it back. Now Buckingham goes back up to the top. Throws over on the right side to Burnett. Burnett dribbles, now throws it down on the low block to Prackett. She goes in for the layup, off the glass and in. Clemisha Prackett with her first field goal of the night. She has 5 points, 30-23, West Memphis on top. 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles over on the right side. Now she's going to go back up top. Now she's going to drill down into the lane. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Shot is blocked. Ball's loose. Ball's being knocked around. Last touch goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by West Memphis. Mountain Home will get it back with 6:12 left of the third quarter. 30-23, Lady Blue Devils leading it. Kay Jackson will trigger the inbound pass on the sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Throws it into Gilbert, who goes into the lanes, going in for the jumper. Will not go, and the rebound comes to West Memphis. Tucker into the front court, throws her on the left side to Buckingham. Buckingham will give it up top to Burnett, over to Tucker on the right side. Tucker tries to throw it to Burnett. She wasn't expecting. Tucker gets it back, gives it back to Burnett, who dribbles up top, now throws it back to Tucker. Down on the low block it goes, and looks like a foul's going to be called. Looks like another push-off on Mountain Home. Lauren Waymark picks up her fourth personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. She'll come out of the game and be replaced by Emma Wilbur. 5:45 left of the third quarter as Burnett will inbound the ball. West Memphis up 7. It goes to Tucker, who goes into the lane for the layup. Good. Janaya Tucker with 13 points. 32-23. Mountain all of a sudden trails by 9. With a little over 5.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Mullen with it on the right side. She's going to drill down into lane, going in for the jumper, off the glass, bounces around and goes in. Cameron Mullen with her first field goal of the night. 32-25, West Memphis leading at 5:19 left of the third quarter. Tucker with it between the circles. Throws her on the right side to Burnett. She tries for the three-pointer. Will not go. Bounces high off the backboard, and that is out of bounds. And so Mounts Home will get it back with 5:04 left of the third quarter. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Looks like a zone press for West Memphis, but Gilbert is able to break it. Kicks out to Yates in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball still loose and finally controlled by West Memphis. Tucker walks ball to the front court, dribbles to the right side, and now West Memphis is going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:43 left to play in the third quarter. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 32-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here and heart and hope. That's Arkansas Strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines. Well, West Memphis takes their first timeout of the night with 4:43 left to play in the third quarter. They lead Mountain Home 32-25. Nia Burnett will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Lady Blue Devils. Gets it to Tucker. We're back underway. Tucker dribbling just inside the half-court line. Now throws over on the left side to Buckingham. Down the low block it goes to Hudson. Now up top to Burnett or to Tucker on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Janiyah Tucker with 16 points, 35-25. It's a double-digit lead all of a sudden for West Memphis. Here is Gilbert with it. Gets it across the timeline, breaks the press. Still being met by a double team, though. Now throws over to Yates on their left side. Yates will dribble up to the top. Now Yates trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now it looks like to avoid a second count, 5 second count, Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 4:04 left to play in the third quarter. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 35-25. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Well, Mount Home just used their last 30-second timeout of the night with 4:04 left to play in this third quarter as they trail West Memphis 35-25. And it looks like West Memphis, are they going to bring in a sub? Yes, they are. Jernisha Clark's going to check in as she replaces Kayla Hudson. All right, so Kate Jackson triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Lady Bombers. Gets into Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble to the right side, going down into the low block. Going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound controlled by the Lady Blue Devils. Back quickly comes Tucker. She's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper, and she gets it. 18 points for Janiyah Tucker. It's up to a 12-point lead now for West Memphis. 37-25 our score. 3:45 left in the third quarter. Here's Yates back the other way, dribbling on the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Down in the corner goes to Norcross. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by West Memphis. Here's Tucker across the timeline. Trying to decide where to go with it. Now gives the Buckingham on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. And good. And a foul away from the ball. So they're going to call. So they are going to give credit for the three. And they're going to say offensive foul after the shot. So Harmony Buckingham gets her first 3 points of the night. That foul is going to be on Clamisha Prackett, her second personal foul, team foul number one against West Memphis. So 40-25, Lady Blue Devils up with 3:11 left of the third quarter. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Yates. Yates dribbles to the right side, finds Wilbur into the lane, going in for the layup, bounces around, will not go, gets her own rebound, and now a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. So Matt Lady Bombers will inbound it with 2:59 left to play in the third quarter as they trail by 15. Jackson will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it into a Norcross. Dangerous throw, but she's able to secure it. Gilbert has the ball on the right side. Down to Norcross in the corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to West Memphis. 2:48 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Tucker with it. Throws it down on a low block to Prackett. She goes in for the layup. No good. Ball is knocked around. Finally controlled by Norcross. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. That foul's on Janisha Clark. Her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Blue Devils here in the second half. Norcross will check out the game as she's replaced by Amelia Rucker. So 2:38 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing 40-25. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Now back to Yates. Another zone press for West Memphis. Now ball goes back to Gilbert. Into the front court to Yates. Now Gilbert has it on the left wing. Now she's going to be fouled with 2:24 left of the third quarter. Nia Burnett picks up her first personal foul. That's the 13th foul against West Memphis here in the second half. 2:24 left in the third quarter. Kate Jackson inbound to Aston Yates, who immediately pulls up for the three-pointer. Good! Aston Yates with 17 points. 40-28. West Memphis up. 2:15 left in the third quarter. Tucker throws her on the left side to Buckingham. She's going to try another three-pointer to answer, and she gets it. Harmony Buckingham with a couple of three-pointers here in the third quarter. She has 6 points. 43-28, West Memphis up. 1:55 left of the third quarter. And now offensive foul back to as Aston Yates is called for the charge. Aston Yates has just picked up her fourth personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home in the second half. And their fifth turnover of the night. 1:52 left to play in the third quarter. West Memphis gets the ball back, leading by 15. Mount Holmes been outscored 17-7 in this third quarter. Tucker with the ball just inside the half-court line. A little over a minute and a half left of the period. Are they going to hold for the last shot? I mean, they got plenty of time. Unless Mount Holmes starts to get a little play defense a little closer. Now they're going to start to move. Ball goes over to Buckingham on the left side. Ball goes down on the low block to Clark, and she throws a pass to Buckingham, tries to throw it over, and it goes over her head, and that will be ball goes out of bounds. West Memphis commits the unforced turnover with 1:11 left to play in the third quarter. Yates comes out of the game, and she's replaced by Annie Norcross. Again, Yates just picked up her fourth foul a little bit ago on that charge. Here's Jackson with it, throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert picks up his drill, being double-teamed, trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Jackson. Now Jackson will drill to the left side. Down to 55 seconds. Ball goes near the top to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to West Memphis. Tucker quickly back the other way for the Lady Blue Devils. Now she'll slow it up. We're down to 40 seconds left of the third quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Burnett. Now at the elbow to Clark. Now ball goes up top to Buckingham. Ball goes down to Burnett in the right corner. Down to Prackett in the low block. She goes up for the turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 26 and a half seconds left. Annie Norcross picks up her second personal foul. That's the fourth team foul on Mountain Home here in the second half. Clamisha Prackett so far, 3 of 4 from the free throw line with 5 points. First shot for Prackett is up and good. Cameron Mullen checking back in for the Lady Bombers as Annie Norcross will take a seat. So one more free throw for Prackett. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She now has 7 points, 45-28, with 26.5 seconds left. West Memphis leading it. Rucker takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Mullen. Another zone press for West Memphis. Ball goes to Gilbert, who will get it across the timeline. Tries to throw it down in the lane. Ball was knocked away and stolen by West Memphis. Back quickly comes Buckingham with 13 seconds left of the quarter. Buckingham will give it to Burnett. Now down on the corner. Now ball goes down to Prackett. She loses the handle of the ball and looks like it goes out of bounds. Mountain Home and West Memphis will be exchanging turnovers. Lady Bombers get the ball back with 4.5 seconds left of the third quarter as they trail by 17. Kay Jackson will check out the game, being replaced by Addison Yates. Mullen will inbound it. Gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert gets it across timeline. She's going to try one last three to beat the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left playing this one. Our score at the end of three, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 45-28. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.